Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we are going to be talking about what it takes to be a contest prep coach. And there are so many things that just we love about our job and we're so super excited about them and we're passionate all of those things. We're going to tell you about the real raw truth of everything that goes into behind the scenes of a prep coach. And so we're going to first start by telling you a little bit about how we began our evolution into 100% competitors and online coaching. So Chris, I'm going to start with you because both of us come from similar backgrounds in that all of our first work as a trainer was in person, one-on-one in a gym. So you obviously had Gen Pop clients 100% at that point. What is your, what was it that got you motivated to start doing online coaching?
Yeah. So actually I first was interested in prep coaching, which there seems to be a really good online platform for coaching competitors in this sport. So like Amy said, I went from coaching in a gym, coaching a lot of Gen Pop clients, and kind of feeling a little bit frustrated that I could only offer them the exercise piece and I didn't have a lot of avenues to give them nutritional advice. And I kind of felt like I was putting in a lot of work into people and not getting a lot of results. Then I decided to kind of educate myself on nutrition, how to teach people like healthy portion control, what foods to gravitate towards. And I mean, I think my whole life I've been interested in nutrition, so it had just compounded over the years and started getting like better results with clients. But it was really my own personal journey by starting to compete in bodybuilding where I just kind of reached a point where I liked getting some results, but I felt like I was missing and I was hitting a plateau. Like there were physique goals that I wanted to achieve that I felt like I didn't have access to that information. And that's where I hired Amy. I got very lucky hiring my dream coach the first time around and saw the results. And it was actually not only my physical change that I felt like, wow, if, you know, I put this effort into someone else, I can help them transform as well. And I really loved Amy's demeanor and how she, like, she personally invested in me as an athlete, and I wanted to pay that forward. So, like I said, I got interested into prep coaching from my experience as an athlete, and then saw the opportunity to work online since she and I were not, we didn't live locally to each other, and started my mentorship there.
Yeah, and it was actually, we hadn't even met, I hadn't even watched you compete in person until your second NPC show, your one and only that you did right before we did nationals together.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that you can do remotely. But what would you say was the factor that made it so, and I mean, I guess the way right way to say this is, you know, what was it that you felt like we still were, I mean, at least I personally felt like we were super close and that we knew each other so well before we actually even met or I got to, you know, like get you ready backstage and things like that. By the time that happened, it was like I felt, you know, we had already done three different preps together. You'd done three different shows, done very well. So I definitely felt like I knew you. But was there something there that created that for you?
I just think that there was, you weren't just giving me the nutrition, and the exercise, but you were looking at my health as a whole. And that's something that I never had anybody do for me or I had never seen before. And I also knew there was, authenticity in your interest in me. So it wasn't like I was just a number that you were trying to, you know, push me for success to make yourself look better. Like you were generally interested in what was going to be good for me. And I had a lot of things going on in my personal life throughout the couple of years that we had started together. And you were just very constant and I just knew that you were making such a big impact on my life as like a whole person, not just as an athlete. And that was just very different than anything I experienced before.
Oh, that's very sweet. So we'll get into the next question. Maybe, do you want me to kind of transition and tell like my backstory to the audience about how
yes,
I transitioned from
Gen
Pop?
Yes, please tell us how you got started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the Gen Pop side of things, I was a full-time teacher. And I was very, much training athletes. I was the head volleyball coach at the high school. I was in charge of the weight room and like, the conditioning side of things with athletes. And I was the varsity softball coach too. And I taught aerobics, weights, all that stuff. So like I was doing that on a daily basis with, adolescents. And then just kind of my side thing, it transformed from me starting my journey with my own personal trainer. I had always been a cardio bunny, and I hired a personal trainer to teach me how to lift weights. And I really wanted to be strong, and I saw the figure competitor at the gym, and I was just like, I want that. So I hired him, and he was an amazing mentor. He taught me everything about weights. And then that motivated me to actually get certified to become a personal trainer. So every summer or evenings and weekends, I would kind of just do that on the side while I was teaching full time. And what I learned through that experience is that, like you said, you know, I would be working with these clients for months and months, and I would show them proper technique on exercise, like give them the motivation, the accountability, but I wasn't seeing changes in these, you know, Gen Pop people. And I myself had at that point gone through a couple contest preps. I had done a figure competition, bikini competition, and I saw how much I changed with the nutrition piece of it. I mean, I've always been somebody to work out, and you know, the nutrition side of things makes the biggest impact, like 80 to 90%, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I remember my mentor was a precision nutrition certified, and he was IFBB pro bodybuilder of all things. And he kind of mentored the whole process on like portion control and educating clients, you know, from a Gen Pop perspective on just like the fundamentals, the 101 of eating right, you know, how to like prepare your food, do grocery lists and things like that. So I got a lot of repetitions with weight loss clients. And actually the first person that I had worked with on the nutrition side of things lost 20 pounds in a month. And she had been working with me for like 3 months prior, not losing a pound. So it just really, it motivated me because she started talking like word of mouth and, you know, saying like, you know, Amy's giving you both sides of it. And so then as I started competing later in like 2013, I actually, the first client I ever had was, referred to me from the guy that taught me about weights. And, you know, we did a show together. She got nationally qualified as a figure competitor. And then from there, just people kept approaching me in the gym. And, you know, they kind of saw what I was doing with competing and would ask me to train them. And so that's kind of how I got started with competitors. But I really, I kept like, you know, it was several years that I still was teaching and kind of just doing everything on the side. It was more of a passion project. It still is. It's just now it's full time. So, you know, I always loved out of all of the many facets of fitness and my many involvements in it, teaching aerobics, all of that stuff, I just kept gravitating back towards the things that I felt the most passionate about was, you know, helping competitors like you hit the stage and like achieve these amazing goals and have these amazing transformations. So that's kind of how I got started with that. And then I just wanted to be really intentional. I had worked for, you know, about 4 years ago before I started the company, I had a salary position as a online coach slash trainer. It was kind of like a unique situation here in Kansas City. And it was a very stable job. You know, I got lots of competitors that I was training and got to go to shows and things like that. But I just really wanted to go all in with the competition and the online space. I just felt like I could really make an impact on other people getting into the stage and bringing this enjoyment that I have. I love the sport so much. And so, you know, with everything I had going on at the time with my mom's breast cancer and everything, I just was like, you know what? Life is way too short. You know, you're not going to be around forever. You need to be doing what you were called to do. And I just feel like I was called to do this. So that's when I started Glam Girl. And I just made the precedent that I was going to only coach competitors 100%. And I can kind of get into why that was later when we kind of talk about some of the different things. But I mean, it was basically like, I wanted that to be my niche because that was what I was really passionate about. And I wanted to help as many people as possible, you know, do a bikini competition because it brings so much value to my life. And I wanted to pay that forward as well.
Yeah, I made the switch to only taking on competitors. For me, I had limited slots that I would take clients because I wanted to make sure that I was giving like my 100% to each person. Like, I didn't want them to feel like a number. And to be able to do that and like manage your time, you have to take less clients. And because I had that roster, I really wanted to concentrate on the extreme. I don't know if it's my competitive nature or just being able to see what the body can do. And people, like, I know this happens to you a lot, Amy, too. They can't imagine what their physique is capable of. And they continually get amazed along the way when they start seeing these transformations or when you show them their before picture and like how far they've come stepping on stage. It's just super gratifying. And I like having that end goal of a competition ahead of them to keep them focused.
Yeah. So let's get into kind of the real raw talk. We're going to start with the hard but necessary is what our list is here. And so we are going to go into then also just kind of our favorite reasons why, you know, the reasons why we switch from competition training and why we enjoy it, prep coaching so much. So we'll be very brief because I think this side of things, I don't want them to overshadow like anything in terms of how much this job is amazing, but this is kind of like the reality also that exists in our sport. So do you want to start with number one?
Sure, absolutely. So this is one thing that I definitely have a hard time with, and that's having those tough love conversations. I think at Glam Girl, we set a good precedence of in the beginning, before you get started, talking about where, you know, a range of where your competition weight will be at if you want to be very competitive, establishing what your goal is. Like if you want to place top five, or you just want to, you know, step on stage, have it a bucket list, like where the person's expectations are at and where their physique will need to sit to accomplish those expectations. So I know we start that off in the beginning, but there's been multiple times where, you know, people will have trouble with adherence or they get discouraged or you have to help realign their focus. And a lot of times that means having those tough conversations like this, you know, for example, this is the goal that you've set. And it's good that we talk about that in the beginning. And these behaviors are not like taking you on the path to that goal. So I think being very realistic and upfront is a responsibility of a coach, but it's something as like just for my personality is very uncomfortable. What would you add to that, Amy?
Yeah, I'll just kind of piggyback on that with number two. And I'm just a very upfront and open person. I really appreciate people being honest with me. And I think what I hear from athletes and what I've learned over time is that athletes get way more upset with you when that expectation wasn't set from the beginning. And then they show up for show day and they do not, you know, they do not do well. And so I learned really fast that you have to set the timeline on that first conversation. You have to be real open and honest with them about what it is exactly that they would need to do to get to that date. And, you know, I've had several clients just say no, thank you. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
I would rather them to say no in the beginning and then avoid that disappointment of not reaching the realistic expectation. I mean, as a judge, as going to every single national show, going to, you know, however many regional shows as an athlete and as a coach, I know what they're looking for. And so I know what it's going to take to get there. And a lot of people are like, I haven't weighed that since middle school or whatever.
Yep.
But then when they do hit that number, they win first place. Or, you know, I mean, I remember you hitting on the dot when you said that you wanted that goal of first place. And I was like, all right, 124 at a regional show.
Yep.
It'll be less on a national stage. You hit 124 that day before. And it was like done. Now, it doesn't always happen because sometimes there's just those rock stars that show up. But I mean, realistically, you know, you have a way better shot if you tell the athlete up front. And then I just think it helps stay on track too, because if they kind of have like a checkpoint every week of kind of what they should be hitting, you know, if they don't have a ton of weight loss, you know, it's going to be an average of 1 pound. If it's a ton of weight loss that they have, you know, it could be higher, like 2 to 3 pounds, depending on the trajectory, but also like, you know, a quarter of an inch on the waist, hips, thighs every week. And you have this tight timeline and they kind of know, okay, well, you know, we're not hitting it. I'm going to design a plan that allows you to hit it because I've set the realistic timeline with that reverse engineered goal. You know, they should be losing like 1% body fat every month. These are just checkpoints, and I think it keeps them focused. So then they actually have that in their mind's eye, like as, okay, this is what I need to get to. And it just helps you create those habits to actually hit that goal.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love the setting.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah.
We can't see.
No, I was just going to say, I love that communication is very important. Whether it's telling somebody something great and positive, encouraging, or having, like we said, the tough love conversation. But yes, another thing that is challenging is when you are at a show or your athlete is competing and you have either them, you know, doing really well, possibly winning, or you have them doing poorly or not what they expected. And again, there's like so many variables that as a coach, like we can try and prepare you for, but you just don't know until show day. But you know, it's a roller coaster ride for a coach that's invested in you as well. So that's the thing. Like if you want somebody who's just going to give you like a program, or you want somebody that's going to invest in you as a person, you know, we go through the ebbs and flows of your prep with you. Like we see the struggle and we want to like step in and help. And when, you know, we have a win or we do really well, we get really excited because we're living through those things with you. And it can be difficult when there's a loss or people don't do as well as they want to and their expectations are really high and the outcome doesn't match that. So having those conversations with somebody who's disappointed or discouraged or feeling like a failure, like, you know, those things are normal. But I also think, like, as a coach, it's, you know, important to coach through those things as well, too, just to let them, you know, process, have somebody to talk to, but also to realign them outside of, like, their emotional response to the outcome.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to skip ahead to number 5 because that setting that expectation for the shows beforehand and giving them advice on the proper shows to sign up for. So I always try my best, and sometimes it can be like an off year and a show is way bigger than it was the last year. But I always try to do my research, and I have competed in different states, different countries to kind of know like what show is going to be really big, what show is going to be small. Like I'm going to put a first timer in something that they can be successful in, where it's not going to be like they're lost in a crowd, a sea of like 40 competitors on stage. And, you know, that can help too with setting the expectations ahead of time, knowing that, you know, with those wins and losses that you're always getting feedback no matter what. and you're working together as a team to improve every time, because you never know who's going to show up. You could be the best physique you've ever been, and you could just be at a stacked class. So we need to have clients that are first competing understand that, you know, there's only one winner, you know. So yeah. It's, you know, sometimes it's just all about bringing what is your best and making sure that you're absolutely prepared.
Yeah.
And then I guess the only other one, we're kind of running short on time. I want to make sure we get to our list of reasons why we like
it. So, yeah.
Did you want to talk about number four or?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And then there's the aspect of after the show. So prep and dieting can be super exciting when you're seeing results. Show is like a huge emotional high. And then there is the post show where sometimes people can feel a lag or feel a little bit lost because they don't have, if they don't have like their next step goal set. That's why we really like to talk about like planning ahead. And then there's, you know, struggles with a lot of times food relationships, because you're particularly lean, your hunger hormones are cueing you differently. You know, there's all those aspects. So as a coach, there it's like important again for like the education purpose. And we go through it as coaches. We compete as well. So we understand, we can be empathetic and help people through that time. But it is a lot harder, I think, because there's so many other aspects that's going on with the physique post show that it can just be challenging through that time period.
Yeah. Another thing that kind of happens with, you know, coaching, and especially in my earlier years, you know, lessons that I learned along the way, I'm always one to try to be learning from every experience and growing. And so when I was first starting out with coaching, you know, I would lose some clients, because where I failed, and this was something that I even learned with you, Chris, is like our first prep together, mm-hmm. we mostly just communicated via email. Then like the second prep, I started doing a weekly phone call with you. I felt way more connection. And I also found like a lot of holes that were filling in the blanks for me as part of the puzzle. Like I didn't know about you and that were actually really affecting your prep. And so those conversations helped me help you get way better in your physique and stronger. So I think that this is like one of those pains that, especially when you're first starting out, you kind of take it personally. But I do think that now, like, our client retention is super high because we take the time also to interview clients before they sign up. And, you know, if we don't feel like it's a good fit, we want to make sure that we're telling them that up front. Again, like, if it's not a good match, there's so many good online coaches. You know, we might not be the right fit for someone, but we might be an excellent coach with another person. And so I would rather... You know, there's always plenty of people to help. Like, so many people need help in the sport. And I want to make sure that it's the right fit for them, because we do have a very specific way of running things. And, you know, that might not mesh with someone else's philosophies and stuff. So that's kind of why we're really open about what our mission is and our vision behind this company, so that everybody can kind of understand, like, this is what we're all about, you know, so that you can make an educated decision on whether or not you want to be part of the team. And then, I mean, do you want to go into some of like the reasons why we did switch and why we enjoy it? Possibly.
Yeah. Let's talk. So I think something that's really important and why we specialize in not only competitors, but female competitors is, because we're working within our niche and we can specialize in that area. So we are staying focused and we can continue to develop as coaches, you know, to better understand like trends that are happening within the sport and what those like physiques are looking like. You know, it's almost like perfecting your craft. So that was a good, I think, transition in that aspect.
Yeah. And I just feel like the more repetitions you have with a certain population, the better you're going to get with it. And I'm a super student nerd. You know, I'm like a complete bikini nerd. So when I started out with prep coaching, I got a lot of men's physique guys asking me for help, and they did really well. I mean, they got like top three most of the time. You know, I had a handful of men's physique clients, mostly because, like, one person, it was like their husband that wanted to do a show with, you know, his wife. And so, I mean, I went that route, but what I was finding is I was kind of good at a couple of things, but like when I can really dive deep into one specific area, you know, I know I've given this analogy before, but when you're looking for heart surgery, you hire a cardiologist, not a general practitioner, right? And so I feel like, you know, you have to be a master of your craft. And in order to do that, you have to have so much time under, you know, that craft for thousands and thousands of hours to become an expert. And so I just feel like by specializing, you can kind of see like better, you can be a better student of the sport, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then number two, when I talk about tier three, this is a very precision nutrition reference. So tier one, like a level one client is somebody that doesn't know anything about nutrition. They're starting at square one, kind of like our first clients that were personal trained. And then level two, you start to work on nutrient timing around your workouts. You start incorporating weight training and your nutrition to support that. And then level three is a very specific, or tier three client has a very specific time specific goal. And what I've found is just that competitors have that grit and that tenacity to just, you know, do whatever it takes to get there. And I love that. And I love being a scientific, like a I love to be a nutrition scientist. It's just, it's so fun for me to do that. So that's why I chose to go 100% in with that.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, number three. So there's that constant challenge of achieving improvement and growth. So it's kind of like Amy was talking about, the more exposure you have to clientele, the more you learn from their experiences and their prep. So everybody's different and unique, and it can actually be a fun challenge to kind of solve like their puzzle, quote, like to say like their physique and what works best for them and putting all the pieces together to get them to where they need to go. And it's like learning the client too. Like, we need to learn your physique. We need to learn your routine. We need to know how hard to push you and when to push you, because all of that matters. It's not just cut and dry. And so there's a lot of, you know, moving parts when it comes to working with an individual. So it's constantly challenging.
Yeah. And just the fact of just educating people on the intricacies of the sport. So it's so ever evolving. And that's why I really like to specialize in bikini, because it seems to change a little bit every year. I mean, if you look at when I started, just the suits in general, the posing, it changes year to year. And Miss Bikini Olympia kind of sets the standard each year, and that look looks a little bit different each time. So I really like that part of it. I like, you know, being able to help a client become more self-sufficient with like tracking their macros or whatever it may be. Like, each time I spend doing like a prep and reverse, I feel like I get an opportunity to teach them new things as we go along. Cause, you know, it'd be too much to talk about all of the things like right in the beginning. Everything kind of happens in steps, and they hit new levels of their education and knowledge in the sport. So I just think it's cool to watch that.
Yeah. And then there's also the aspect of developing a relationship with somebody that, again, like, communication is key. And like Amy talked about, getting on those phone calls and as a client being responsible to let your coach know what's going on. But I think there is like a very rewarding aspect in that way, like getting to know a person, you know, they're putting their health and their goals in your hands, and that's a huge responsibility. So, you know, you get to invest in them. And I just love being able to have that relationship with people.
Yeah. So we are at the 30-minute mark, believe it or not. I feel like that episode went super quick.
Woo!
I think we spent too much time on my background of the 10 years, but let us know if there's something that we have not covered and that you would like to hear. We are all ears. We really appreciate it when you DM us. So you can find us on Instagram and do that. We're at Prep Life Podcast, or at Glam Girl Bikini. And if you would like to apply for the team, you could submit your application at glamgirlbikini.com, hit the Get Started button, and then from there we would set up a phone consultation to talk about your goals. So,
oh, wait, don't forget about the Olympia, too.
I know. That's what I was just about to say. So, we're almost there. The countdown is there. So we're like, what, 3 weeks out from the Olympia?
Yeah.
Roughly? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three and a half, maybe. Yeah, three and a half. So it's the week of October 7th through the 10th, and we will definitely do a picks or Olympia predictions the last week of September. So that'll be probably coming out on the 28th. But we'll certainly do a recap. But if you can be there in person, share that experience with us. Let us know if you're going. We'd love to hear about it. We'll put a link in the show notes so that you can purchase tickets. It's in Orlando, Florida, and it's at the convention center there. So it's going to be a good time. Bikinis on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. All right.
Me too.
So that wraps things up. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.